So you can probably do everything you want with 6 of these 129 routines. So the first one of them initializes everything, MPI underbar init. The second of them tells you who you are. If you think about it, you must, if you want to write a message passing routine, you need to know which processor you are. Because otherwise you cannot tell which part of data you're dealing with. So if I have if I'm trying to solve a simple differential equation in one dimension, and I do a simple block decomposition between 16 processors, I need to know that processor 0 is processor 0 because it will have the initial data, and I need to know that processor R is processor R because it has the Rth block of data. So there is a routine which it tells you which processor you are so that you can find out what you're responsible for. You can also find out how many processors are involved. You can send a message, you can receive a message, and then you can tell MPI that you've finished, and so it stops all these messages. My belief is that at least last year, MPAC was ground to a halt many times because people did not call MPI finalize, and messages proceeded to saturate all our silly machines, which then stopped working, and nobody could do anything until we rebooted everything in the morning. Hopefully, the virtual programming lab, which one of the advantages of the virtual programming lab, we can keep a tighter monitoring on that and make certain that it doesn't happen. In fact, that is actually a danger of this general trend, the heterogeneous metacomputing, where you use workstations to as computing systems, because the issue I think it was a week or so ago, somebody correctly started using these Ospreys, which are these very fast Sun machines we have, our Ultra 2 Spark machines, to do some sort of message passing. And then MPAC, all of MPAC suddenly died, and nobody could find out what was going wrong, and eventually it was tracked down to... So there was no fatal error, it's just that because the Ospreys, being fast, were generating messages and sending them, they caused all the system routines, at least on the SGIs, to become so slow that they stopped working effectively. So I couldn't read my mail because the SGI operating system had decided that things were out to lunch, and took quite a long time. I think it was about a day, maybe, to find that particular problem, maybe half a day, during which time chaos happens. So that's an example of some of the issues that you have to worry about when you do metacomputing. But anyway, if you actually lived on a private machine, this would not be nearly as important.